Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I am your host, Dave Guerra. Today is May 18, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1948, the first legislative yuan of the Republic of China officially convenes in Nanking. In 1953, Jackie Cochran becomes the first woman to break the sound barrier. In 1955, Operation Passage to Freedom, the evacuation of 310,000 Vietnamese civilians, soldiers, and non-Vietnamese members of the French army from Communist North Korea to South Vietnam following the end of the First Indochina War, comes to an end. In 1958, an F-104 Starfighter sets a world speed record of 2,259 kilometers per hour or 1,104 miles per hour. In 1959, the launch of the National Liberation Committee of Côte d'Ivoire, Ivory, in Conakry, Guinea takes place. In 1969, during the NASA Apollo program, the Apollo 10 spacecraft is launched. In 1974, under the project name of Smiling Buddha, India successfully detonates its first nuclear weapon, becoming the sixth nation to do so. In 1974, the completion of the Warsaw Radio Mast, the tallest construction ever built at the time, is completed. It will eventually collapse on August 8, 1991. In 1980, what becomes known as the Gwangju Massacre occurs when students in Gwangju, South Korea, begin demonstrations calling for democratic reforms. In 1983, and in Ireland, the government launches a crackdown with the leading Dublin pirate Radio Nova being put off the air. And on this day in 1991, northern Somalia declares independence from the rest of Somalia as the Republic of Somaliland. However, it is not recognized by the international community. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, May 18. I am David Guerra. Until tomorrow, goodbye.